This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Wow, I'm excited about this show because I have my good friend Mike Zwick from If Not For God with me, as well as coming up, we got Nikita Koloff and Roy Jones talking about the Men's Summit 2021 that will be here before you know it, February 6th, and we get to do a live remote out there like we often do for that kind of thing, but I failed a little bit in Christian Car Guy. I was supposed to mention Amy Cabo's show, The Cure. I meant to. I had a note to do it, but sometimes, you know, I'm 65. I can forget a thing or two, Mike. It's okay. So anyway, her show today, very exciting, because yesterday, I don't know if you know, it was Sanctity of Life Day, as people were thinking about that kind of thing. And so their show today is about trafficking. And it's with the producer of the movie Trafficked. So you're going to find out about that. It's going to be live coming up at 1 o'clock. So you don't want to miss out on that. So, wow, we've got Fail in Greensboro already. She's got a testimony, Mike. Let's go to that because this sounds like an If Not For God thing
right
here. So,
right.
Fail, you're on the Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Fail from Greensboro. I really just wanted to say this morning that, you know, that's an expression that people always use. This one thing that I do. And you have to think about, what is this one thing that I do? And if you go to Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14, Paul said, you know, the one thing was to forget what is behind, reach forward to what's ahead, press on toward the goal to win the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So I'm just telling everybody to be encouraged, to forget about the past and have a focal point of where God is taking you, and then trust him that he can do it. Because remember, he already has plans for your life. So do like Paul. Forget
That's
about
beautiful.
The things in the past. Put your mind now on the prize that God has already set for you, and believe it and move on.
I love the upward part of that you emphasized, which is so clearly, you know, a big thing is, you know, I think about the Israelites when they're getting bit by the snakes, right, in Exodus, or maybe it was Numbers, and they needed to look up.
Correct.
Your help comes from the Lord, so.
your help comes from the Lord. And Robbie, I was actually, we were just talking about this before. I was at a bank yesterday. And the lady at the bank, she had one of these rubber rings on. That was her wedding band. And I asked her, I said, that's the kind of band that you can work out with. And she's like, well, actually, she said, I was at the mall with my husband and the ring fell off and I lost it. And I was like, did you not have insurance on the ring? And she said, no, I had insurance on the ring. I just never filed a claim. And if you think about it, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And all we have to do to file the claim is to believe in him and we'll have eternal life.
That's beautiful. Yes. That is If Not For God. I mean, really. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Fail. I appreciate you calling so much and for your testifying. It's awesome. I love that. I love the way that you read that verse. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you guys.
God
you
bless
too.
You. Thank you. So, you know, we got the Men's Summit coming up. We're going to have Nikita Koloff. We got Roy Jones. But, of course, it's Kingdom Pursuits. So, you know, we got to do this.
You're worried.
I wasn't all
that you weren't going to be able to work it in.
So we're talking about the Men's Summit. So speaking of summit, you know, if you attend the Men's Summit, chances are you won't get over it. I'm just saying. It's a little funny. Come on, Bethany.
That's good. Okay. Well, I didn't get it. Oh, elevation. Okay, got it.
Elevation.
So, hiking puns, you know, they really sum it up all nicely, you know.
That was good. See, I'm on board.
I do. And so, a few weeks ago, maybe it was months now that I think about it, I went to a restaurant. It was at the summit of Mount Everest. I had to give it 3 stars. The food was awesome. It's hardly any atmosphere.
Oh, ka-ching. That's a good one.
So, you knew that I actually have a very long joke that I may choose to tell that has to do with this. But right now, I'm just going to go to our actual riddle since we got a little short of time here. So, who had a Bible summit experience? You know, you think about different guys had a mountaintop summit experience, right? And in this case, they experienced some prophets.
Mm. Is that with a PH or an F?
So who in their Bible topic, I mean their mountain summit experience, experienced some prophets? Just asking. 866-348-7884, Beth Ann.
Oh,
what can they win?
Oh, Robbie, speaking of prophets, we're gonna focus on all the great stuff that is in the Truth Prize Closet. So many good things in there, Robbie. We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, we got DVDs, books, you name it. It's in there, and it could be yours.
That is awesome. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. All you got to tell us is whose Bible Summit experience, right? They got to experience some prophets, you know, just saying. So, Mike, you love that, don't you? You're one of the people that gets my humor.
I love the jokes, man. As a matter of fact, when we went to the mountains for a month, I came back and I had about 50 of them, but I ran out of all of them, man. So we gotta get them back, man. We gotta get the jokes back. So, yeah. Yeah.
So we got another. Somebody might have the answer already. That just the lights are lighting up. So we are going to have Nikita Koloff coming in. He is at a book signing in South Carolina, but he's supposed to break away for us, and we'll be able to get into that. But so, you know, I love when Mike came to me. I guess it was in December of 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, "I want to do a radio show," and and I said, "Well, Mike, what do you want to call your radio show?" He goes, "I don't know. I need to pray about that." And I'm like, "Oh, well, okay." So I don't know if it was like 2 or 3 hours later, I got this text of this great idea for a radio show. And I have never gotten over how cool it was that you came up with the title that you did.
If Not for God. The pastor of our church, Brian Biggers, I was actually preaching one Sunday, and he was saying, "If it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord." And he went into, I think it was a book of Psalms, and I looked it up, and I found out that wasn't the book, but it was another book. And so I ended up looking it up, and I said, "That is the name of the show, If Not for God, with Mike Zwick." I think initially you had said something about the Mike Zwick show, and I said, "Man, nobody would listen to that. Who knows Mike Zwick?" But if not for God, and it was definitely God ordained, you know. But it's interesting, Robbie. We were actually talking about this a little bit before, and you said that it's through our weakness.
Right.
You always talk about that, and not photobombing Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness, right?
God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And Adrian Rogers, the old Baptist preacher who comes on the Truth Network, I don't know if he still comes on, but he did for a long time, but he had something, it was something like a who's who of all of the preachers and of the Baptist preachers, and they all got together, and he said, "Now, who in here was finished number one in their class?" And some people stood up. "And who in here, when they made a 4.0 when they went to college?" And so many stood up or whatever. And at the end of the thing, there were only a few preachers that stood up. And he said, "All right, I've got good news and I've got bad news for you." He said, "The good news is that God can use you guys who are standing up." He said, "But he's more likely to use the people who are sitting down.
There you go. And if you don't, I immediately thought, you know, everybody should know that Mike Zwick is the Zwickopedia. I mean, there's only one Zwickopedia, and he's here with us today on Kingdom Pursuits. We've got Keith and High Point's got to answer for us here shortly. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And I have, some poster children for that for sure today. I have my good friend Mike Zwick, the host of If Not For God. Your show comes on, if I'm not mistaken, 8:30 Saturday morning?
8:30 Saturday mornings. And just like your show, you can get the If Not For God with Mike Zwick podcast.
There you go.
You can get it anytime on iTunes. So,
and if you'd actually go to truthnetwork.com, all those podcasts are there. And you know, Mike's podcast is doing awesome. So we also have, coming up, Nikita Koloff, right? The Russian nightmare, or the devil's worst nightmare, depending on how he wants to say it. And we'll see if we can get him to say Shakota or whatever he says. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So then we have Roy Jones also, because they have the Men's Summit coming up, which is going to be February 6th. It's a Saturday. We're going to be there live. Starts at 9, goes to 2:30. Lunch is included, $20. You can go to Kingdom Pursuits. You can find their website there, and there you can do it. So just because I really like this joke, Mike, and I have the time to do it, and so I hope you enjoy this as much as I did, but this is my kind of joke. It takes a little bit to get there, but we'll get there, okay? So are you ready, Beth? Well, I'm sorry. I threw a curveball. Yeah, there you go. So she does so great. Isn't that lovely music? The world's philosophers and theologians had gathered for a summit, Mike, and held dramatically enough on the summit of an actual mountain. Everyone was having a great time mingling together, discussing the great philosophical and theological questions of the day, when rumors started to swirl about that there was one particular holy man who had joined the day's festivities. These secrets of the most puzzling social and personal issues of their disciplines. Obviously intrigued, several of the attendees approached the old sage, who was seated cross-legged on a small mat, and engaged him in conversation. "Excuse us, sir, but we have heard that great stories about your accomplishments. Are these tales true? Have you found the answers to the questions of peace, love, and bliss?" said the crowd. Of course, the sage replied, "Well, my children, these questions are not as difficult to answer as one might think. For example, let us discuss the question of bliss. Surely a life of bliss seems a complicated and lofty goal, but is one that can actually be achieved by a simple change in diet." "A change in diet? What do you mean?" the crowd asked. The sage responded, "Many years ago, I tried to achieve a state of bliss by trying many different foods from all over the world. After several months, I noticed that a consistent diet of asparagus led me to a closer life of bliss than any other food. Asparagus, my children, is how one may achieve bliss." The crowd stood stunned, but eventually replied, "Asparagus? What does that have to do with it?" And at the exact same moment, the skies opened up and there was a torrential downpour of rain, and people ran to and fro, the entire group gathering out, so got completely soaked. There was no shelter from the mountain. And just as quickly as it started, however, the rain stopped and the sun came back out to shine. And as everyone was recovering from this sudden drenching attention turned once again to the sage who'd actually sat right out there in front of the whole time in the storm, but was conspicuously bone dry. "Surely the stories must be true. You must be a very holy man to have weathered this rain untouched. Share with us your secrets," cried the crowd and the cowed. The sage motioned for them to come closer, raised one finger as he spoke, and the answer, my children, is very simple. "Bliss is the awning of the sage of asparagus." You knew that was coming. I'm sorry, just had to do it. But we had Keith and High Point. Actually, you may have an answer for us. So Keith, thank you for your patience with me and sitting through that.
The awning. Oh, man.
It's good, man.
I was hanging on the phone to hear that.
Okay, yeah.
Now, what was the question?
The question was, whose Bible Summit experience had them experience some prophets?
Oh, was that Elijah and the prophets of Baal at Camp Mount Carmel? Or?
Well, they certainly did. That was one of many, actually.
Yeah, they experienced it all right real quick.
Yeah, they really did, man.
And well, that was wrong, huh?
No, it's a great answer. You're exactly right. I love it. There's just more answers if you think about it.
Well, that's just the first thing.
I like questions that have lots of answers. That's one of the things that is fun with Bible riddles. But Keith, my producer thought that she said, "Is this one of our radio hosts? He's got such a voice." I've always said that about your voice, Keith.
You sure have, and it's been the first time you ever said it was such a blessing to me. It was made me feel real good that day. Thank you.
Well, you still got it, my friend. So we're grateful.
Thanks.
And we're grateful for Elijah, aren't we?
Oh yes, yeah. It's not only him, but I've been studying about the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and recently just popped in my mind and been thinking about them and how they weren't being politically correct. You know,
no, they weren't.
And when the king he tried to get rid of them, you know, and that, you know, them guys are just walking around in the fire like there wasn't nothing to it. The king said, "We threw 3 guys in there, and there now there's 4, and the fourth one looks like the Son of God." And you know, we might be facing fires in some way or another, and we just got to remember, you know, our God can save us, and even if He doesn't, we'll still not bow down to you.
That's good.
That is awesome. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah.
I appreciate, as always, I appreciate you calling in and you being a winner.
I'm a winner?
You're a winner. Of course you are.
Well, I was a winner when I got saved.
That's true. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a great Saturday. I always appreciate your calls. God bless.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, if not for God, Mike, I mean, you know, you got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You got Elijah. But more than that, you know, well, not more than that, but to some extent, you know, you see this now in your life. Isn't it interesting when you get a radio show, all of a sudden you see things filtered through, you know, oh, that'd make a great, like that your event at the bank yesterday.
At the bank, yeah. You know, and I when I came here, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know the name of the show. I didn't know what it was going to be about, but I'm really grateful to you, Robbie, because a lot of times you do the show with me, and you have, you know, you've really helped me a lot, not only on the show, but also in other areas as well. And just want to give a huge shout out to you, Robbie, because you just a great guy, man. Just you really care about people. And one of the things that I think about with you, Robbie, is that you're a very unselfish person. A lot of people just look out for their own good, but you've been a huge help. And it would not be If Not For God without Robbie. So it should be with Mike Zwick and Robbie Domore. So,
no, what I love, I really, really do, and I get to do it with several people, is what I would call real disciples. People are hungry for the word. People that love the Bible and love, you know. So
yeah,
you can imagine my joy when I get to sit down with Mike, who's been thinking about something that God has done or God is doing.
Right.
And whenever anything comes up in his life, I can see him through this filter that he's thinking about his radio show and whatever. And then we get to come in and kind of hash those things out. And really, I just picture God with us, you know, when we're sitting in there recording, because how many times, Mike, if we had kind of nothing to talk about and we begin to talk and God just starts opening up all sorts of thoughts and stories and things like that?
Just about every time. I mean, just about every time. And, you know, one of the things, and you and I have talked about this before, Robbie, but I remember when I was in college or high school or any other time where I would actually have to read all of these books just so that I could get an A or just so that I could pass the class. And it's funny, after I got out of school and even to this day right now, I read now for pleasure. I love to read the Bible. I just read a book by my friend Annette Noel, Touching the Glory. I love that. I loved another book by Stu Epperson. I loved another book by J.D. Greer that I just read. So, it's funny where it used to be something where I did it because I had to do it. I do it now because I love it. And I see the same thing with you, Robbie, where, you're not dragging yourself in here on Saturday morning thinking, man, I've got to do this show. It's like you get to do it. It's something. Right. And when you and I do the show, I just feel like we're both rejuvenated. Do you ever feel that?
Absolutely. It's a revival. It is, because however you want to say it, iron sharpens iron. But mm-hmm. when you get to see somebody else, that their face just comes alive. And so just for those people who never recorded something before, you have to set a level so that you know how the level of what you're going to record. So mm-hmm. if you try to record Mike, he comes in low, but then all of a sudden he goes up to like super overdrive, you got to trim him down, because when he gets enthusiastic, it's all of a sudden you could just feel it, the passion and what's actually coming from his heart.
Yeah.
And if not for God, Mike, I mean, it's just, you can tell that that's in there.
Well, if not for God, and Robbie, I think that's why we do what we do. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 9:23. It says, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. I mean, it's a joy to do it. I mean, I had sent you a Bible verse, Ezekiel 33:7-9. It says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me. When I say to the wicked, you wicked person, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade them from their ways, that wicked person will die for their sin, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the wicked person to turn from their ways and they do not do so, they will die for their sin, though you yourself will be saved. And that's what we do. We just share it.
It's awesome. It is awesome. So we got Roy Jones, Nikita, Amy Cava. Oh, man, we're loaded for bear on the other side of this. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we are so blessed to have with us today Mike Zwick, the host of If Not For God, comes on Saturday mornings at 8:30. And Nikita Koloff has his show, It's Time to Man Up, at 12:30. And Roy Jones is on The Light, our Black Gospel stations. And he is with us as well, so we're going to have him a minute. But the Men's Summit is coming up February 6th, and it's going to have Nikita and Roy, and we're going to be out there live from 9 until 2:30. It's $20, includes a lunch. It is not a virtual event, so Nikita will be there, and you can see him live and in person, as well as Roy Jones, Dr. Pete Kunkel, Bishop Larry Jackson, Ken Klein, not Calvin. It's presented by the Triad Area Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry. We have Amy Cabo right now. She's the host of The Cure. This is going to be on today at 1 o'clock. Amy, good morning. You guys are going to be talking about trafficking today on your show, right?
Yes, and specifically child trafficking, since it's Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and with actress Sophie Bolin and director Joel Paul. And it's very important because it's a parent's worst nightmare, and these things can happen very easily through the internet, through a friend that we meet. People can be kidnapped from school, and it's a great way to make people aware of the dangers that are out there, try to prevent this from happening to our youth.
Absolutely. And so this show is going to be on 1 o'clock. It's live, so you'll be able to call in and talk to the stars that she has that's going to be on there. So, and of course, Amy, you weren't actually trafficked, but you certainly went through the abuse and all that stuff. So this show's got to be near and dear to your heart.
Yes, I went through something similar in a different way.
All right. Well, God bless. We'll be looking forward to 1 o'clock. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Have Bye-bye. A beautiful day. God bless. Bye-bye.
So we do have Roy Jones. He's with us now. And Roy, I apologize. I should know the time of your show, and it's called Man Talk. It's on the Light Network, and it comes on at what time on Sundays?
2:35 on Sunday afternoon. 2:35
every Sunday afternoon. But you got a big summit coming up, right?
We do, and we coming up here February 6th. I think you gave a nice introduction. Makita's going to be one of our keynote speakers this year. He normally MCs for me. I'm always about stretching Makita, so we put him in an MC role a few years ago, which is something he had never done, but he fell right into a natural fit. But this year we're putting him back on the platform to speak. We've got Bishop Larry Jackson with us from Charlotte. Most people are familiar with Promise Keepers and Family Research Council. And, of course, last year's Men's Summit will be familiar with him. Dr. Pete Kunkel from Kernersville and Pastor Ken Klein out of Greensboro will be speaking as well. Great day lined up. Obviously, with the pandemic, a little bit of a different venue related to numbers of people that we'll be able to handle. But we still have a few slots. So if you're interested in coming, we'd love to have you join us.
Yeah, and it's right there at Kingdom Pursuits. You can order the tickets and all right there. Just go to kingdompursuits.com. But, you know, we have the Russian nightmare himself with us now, Nikita Koloff.
What a privilege to be on the phone with the man of the hour, the tower of power, too sweet to be sour, the Christian car guy, and, well, not to mention Roy Jones. Hello.
Yeah, not to mention keywords there.
So, Nikita, I know personally, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners that know your show that comes on, you know, every Saturday at 12:30, but what a message you're going to have for men right in this season. It's a different season than most of us have ever faced, but I can just tell you, because I get just the absolute honor of seeing, you know, you talk about a disciple, Mike. Nikita is manning up every single week, but could you share a little bit about what you're going to do, Nikita?
Well, I appreciate I'm excited to be a part of the summit. I'm looking at that lineup. I know Roy just read off the star-studded list of names. I'm just trying to figure out how I got the privilege of being on that platform with that star-studded lineup there for the summit. And every year that Roy puts this together, I mean, you know, they're together and some of the incredible speakers of the past and others coming up in the future, you know, like General Jerry Boykin and so many others that have been a part of this, Tony Evans and Dr. Tony Evans. I just feel honored to be a part of it and just speak into the lives of men. The Lord, many years ago, back really starting about 2006, really put it on my heart to reach out to men and just call men to live to a higher standard than men have done in the past, in the last, you know, two, maybe even three decades.
Yeah, it's so awesome. And I love how you separate and you talk to how men should be, you know, in order to help others, we got to be healthy ourselves, right? And so you work in a multi-pronged sort of ministry where you stir people up in these areas, right?
Well, I do. So, I mean, Lex Luger, who's also been a speaker at the summit in the past, but he's also a ministry partner of mine, former superstar in WWE wrestling and WCW days. And he and I have co-labored together. We actually run a camp called Man Camp. Your listeners can check that out at mancamp.info, the website on that. And, you know, we just bring men in. It's a catalyst event to be able to, you know, beyond a one-day conference like the summit, it's an opportunity for men to, small groups of men to gather together so we can, our goal, Lex and I, is to send men home better equipped, no matter how healthy they are right now, better equipped to be mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even physically healthier, you know, whole men living holy lives, wholly available unto the Lord. That's kind of our target, our goal.
Yeah, that is so awesome. And Roy, that's really what your calling is to do this Men's Summit, is to get these guys together every year like this.
Yeah, that's right, Robbie. We've been in that position similar to Nikita. It was funny as I was listening to him recant his timeline. 2005 is when God put a call in my heart and said, what have you done for the kingdom? And there was nothing that I could hold before the Father that would be measurable to say you've impacted the kingdom, other than trying to live right and lead right, but not truly working for the kingdom. And that's what we're trying to do, is get these men off the sidelines. And much like Nikita, we're trying to get them basically to spark the fire, if you will, and light the fire at this event, and then go back to their local body of fellowship and reignite it and energize to make a difference for their community, their churches, and for their homes, and certainly most importantly for the kingdom as a whole.
Yeah, and as I was thinking about that, Nikita, many times in your show, you talk about, is there some cause in your life? Men need a cause that's worth dying for, right? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I'm grateful to, you know, like I know Roy is, you know, we've all got these shows on radio network and then on the podcast platform to be able to, you know, reach not only a local community, but reach, you know, across the country and around the world. And just my experience in traveling worldwide now to 30 different countries, that even though men maybe speak a different language, they still have the same problems, same issues, same challenges.
Amen.
All over the world. So, you know, hence the title of my show, It's Time to Man Up, is really just to call men out and upward.
Yeah, like Roy's show is called Man Talk. And so you might have a feeling this has to do with men.
Although, Roy, I don't know about you, Roy, but we get a lot of lady listeners. So we do get a lot of women listeners because, hey, they want to hear what men are talking about, I'm finding out.
That's right.
So,
there you go.
Yeah, I don't know how many times when we do the Masculine Journey, we have wives say, you know, my husband won't get off the couch. Right? Because, you know, he's been hurt so many times trying to do this or trying to help out. And those things are tough. So, guys, I know you're both busy today. You're going to be really busy here in a couple weeks. It's February 6th. Tickets are $20. Wow, includes lunch. You get to hear these guys live and in person. And it's coming up February 6th. I'll be there as well, just from the table. You don't get, you know, that I get to broadcast from. So we're looking forward to it. We want to see you there. Go to kingdompursuits.com. We got more Mike Zwick coming up after the break. Stay tuned. Well, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. I'm sure you could hear that Nikita Roy Jones's passion is for men. And that summit, which I've got so many friends that have joined us there over the years. They all rave about it. It's going to be at First Christian Church in Kernersville. It'll be start at 9 o'clock on February the 6th, and it'll go on till 2:30. And we say lunch is included, so
you
don't want to miss out on that. And also, we want to mention one more time about The Cure. Amy Cabo's show is going to be on trafficking again. She's got those people, the movie Trafficked, and that's going to be live at 1 o'clock. So you'll be able to talk to her. That's today at 1 o'clock. So it's all coming up, man, on the Truth Network. But one of the things we've already had of, if not for God, show. But, you know, Mike, now you've been doing this, what, a year and 2 months?
Right.
And so part of the joy of doing this, because the whole idea of Kingdom Pursuits is like God talks to all of us. Like he talked to me, he said, Robbie, I want you to get on the radio. I was a car salesman. He talked to you. Mm-hmm. I want you to get on the radio. You were an insurance salesman.
Right.
Right. But somebody might be calling him to do a book, or he might be calling him to do a movie. He might be calling him to do something. This seems crazy. Are you talking to me, God? Because I don't do that, you know, but he does. And when he does, he takes you on an adventure you never thought you would ever go on. So now that you've been on radio for a year and 2 months, can you kind of share with the listeners what kind of downloads God gives you as a result? In other words, when you're obedient like that?
Yeah. You know, there was an old quote by, Theodore Roosevelt, and it says something about the credit does not belong to the critic, but it belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who in the end, if he loses, at least he tried, and if he wins, then he gets out on top or something like that. I don't have it in front of me, but basically what it's saying is that if you don't try, you'll never know. I mean, my dad always used to say, he'd say, Michael, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And, you know, I think you had told me a story. You said, Mike, do you know how many people had told me a year ago that they wanted to start a radio show?
Yeah, I do hear it all the time. There's only certain ones that God, it's clear that God's just set it up. God went to do it, and then he formatted it. But you know what's really cool about that quote by Theodore Roosevelt is, after my dad died, like you might imagine, I went and sat down at his desk, and he had a roll-top desk that he dearly loved, and I roll up the roll-top desk, you know, and I'm looking in, and my father was very meticulous, unlike his son. Mm-hmm. If you went to my desk right now, you would know that.
Oh, man.
But here on the side of that desk was a newspaper clipping with that quote from Teddy Roosevelt that my father, you know, had right there where he could look at it so that that he would try and be able to and do things. That's the deal. Like, we can experience other people's adventures by watching TV or or, you know, whatever it is, or you can actually say, God, where do you want me to go? And when he takes you there, then all of a sudden, you know, did you ever think that you would be interviewing Dana Coverstone, the pastor that was having all these dreams and stuff?
Or Robbie Dillmore or Stu Epperson, or, you know, we got J.D. Greer, I think, coming up next. I mean, but all that stuff is cool. But what's really cool is when I text somebody, you know, the show, and they say, oh my gosh, that really spoke to me. Thank you so much. That means more than any name that I could ever, you know, have on the show, or you know, just the fact to have an impact on people's lives. I mean, I know you said Amy Cabo. I mean, she's obviously doing, she wants to help people. I mean, you're doing the Christian Car Guy. You help me out with my show because you want to help people. Roy Jones and Nikita Koloff, they're doing that summit where they're getting together on February 6th because they want to help other men. And so many times when I see people, when they're not doing very well, they're looking at themselves. What can I do better? What can I, but some of the happiest people are the people who think less about themselves and more about others. So
I'll never, ever forget that. Actually, you know, one day I'd forgotten that we were supposed to interview Alan Wright, and I don't know how I'm not the most organized person in the world. Everybody's like, yeah, we know that. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh my goodness, here's Alan Wright. I'm supposed to interview him. And I was so freaked out. And as you sat down and interviewed him, it may be one of the coolest radio shows I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
As Alan went, you know, into things, and I was just like, man, how did I luck up and I just get to sit here and watch this happen? That like you said, when you came in, we get to do this.
Right. And you know, a lot of times when you say, I'll come in, and it was the other day, I think the last time we recorded, you were like, what do you want to talk about, Mike? And I was like, I got nothing. But, you know, it's funny that you just kind of, you turned on the recording, and it's like all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will show up. I said it, I think it says in scripture somewhere, it says, don't even think about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to say when you're brought in front of the councils and stuff like that. So, you know, I think so many times we try to do it on our own, but we have to use the power of the Holy Spirit.
It's kind of, if not for God, I'm just saying. And I see that every time, and I get to see it with in a lot of different ways. But again, Mike's show comes on 8:30 every Saturday morning. You can get the podcast, If Not For God, and the Truth Network podcast, all available at thetruthnetwork.com. By the way, those podcasts are posted every week. You want to hear a great show, and you know what a cool thing. So, wow, thank you, Mike, for being with us today. We're actually going to go record a show right now.
Well, thanks for having me.
Meanwhile, you get to stay tuned, listen to Encouraging Prayer with James Banks, followed by Masculine Journey, Nikita Koloff, It's Time to Man Up, and then The Cure at 1 o'clock. So much truth coming at you.
This is The Truth Network.